Morning, you're listening to English Waves Radio. My name's Emma Phillips. This is the morning news. Barack Obama is preparing to bid farewell to the White House. The US president is due to give his farewell address to the nation today. Obama will be speaking in Chicago, the place where it all began 8 years ago. Obama will be delivering his address from McCormick Place in Chicago, just a few miles from where he gave his first victory speech in November 2008. The outgoing president is expected to look back over his two terms in a positive light. In a preview email to supporters, he wrote, "We've faced our fair share of challenges and have come through them stronger." In the meantime, President-elect Donald Trump is gearing up for his first news conference tomorrow since his election in November. Trump is expected to address questions on his business empire. Trump has just appointed son-in-law Jared Kushner as a senior White House advisor on trade and the Middle East. 35-year-old Kushner is married to Trump's daughter Ivanka. Bernard Arnault, the chief of LVMH Moët Hennessy Louis Vuitton, met with Donald Trump yesterday, pledging that he would create more than 50,000 jobs in the United States and invest $50 billion. The pair met at Trump Tower in Manhattan. Arnault said he was considering expanding his factories and that he is looking at sites in North Carolina and Texas. Reality star Kim Kardashian has said that she is relieved that the investigation into the Paris jewellery heist is progressing. 17 suspects have been arrested in connection to the robbery on October 3rd in Kardashian's no-address hotel room. Millions of dollars of jewels were stolen and Miss Kardashian was bound up and gagged alone in her room. And finally, foreign tourists visiting France during the Euro 2016 football tournament have boosted the economy. This is one of the lessons from a study published today on the economic spin-offs of last June's tournament. For the 200 million euros spent by the state, 1,220,000,000 euros were generated in revenue. You've been listening to The Morning News. I'm Emma Phillips for English Waves.